Facebook page at facebook.com/TheHawk.
From the top of Hamilton's escarpment, 101.5 The Hawk.
Hi, I'm Amanda Tosoff, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Orange Grove Radio. If you're here for the first time, hi, we're OG Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz, and I'm your host, Jenna Marie, the lucky human who gets to play some of the best jazz coming out of Canada. If you like what you hear and you want to join in on the conversation, you know what to do. Tweet us at OG Publicity. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. We have some exciting news. Our previous episodes are now available on Spotify, which means that all you got to do is search up Orange Grove Radio on your Spotify app, and you can listen to all of our previous episodes. You know, there's a lot you can do with this power. You can now play our show while you're on a date, while you have some friends over for a study session, going for a run. You know, maybe you're vacuuming, you're doing a cleaning session. We got jazz for you, so go check that out on Spotify and follow us too while you're there. All right, we have a ton of great music for you today, including brand new music by Alex Lefebvre, Andy Ballantyne, Carr Davidson 9, Dan Fortin, and much more. But first, let's talk about Jonathan Bauer and his new album, Sings and Plays. Jonathan Bauer is a multi-talented trumpeter, singer, and composer. Most notably of the Grammy Award-winning New Orleans Jazz Orchestra, he was born and raised in Fort McMurray, Alberta, Canada, and has lived in New Orleans for nearly a decade. In 2019, he burst onto the scene with his highly acclaimed debut album, Walk, Don't Run. Jonathan returns with his sophomore release, Sings and Plays, introducing himself to the world as part of the rich lineage of trumpeters who front their bands as singers. This is September in the Rain by Jonathan Bauer, featuring Alexander Geddes on tenor saxophone, Mike Clema on guitar, Ryan Hanseler on piano, Alex Dyring, Gerald Watkins Jr. on drums, and Jonathan Bauer on trumpet and vocals. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember? Oh, that September in the rain. Said the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. I said with every word of love I heard you whisper. The raindrops seemed to speak, oh, a sweet refrain. Though spring is here for me, it's still September. That September in the rain. remember that September in the rain. I said the sun went out just like a dying ember. Oh, that September in the rain. I said with every word of love I heard you whisper. The raindrops seem to speak all a sweet refrain. Though spring is here for me, it's still September. That September in the rain. For September, September, September. Whoa, whoa. Do it, it, wa. Do it, 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 wa. Do it, it.
Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and next up is a track by Alex Lefebvre from his brand new album, Naufragie. Alex Lefebvre is a bassist, composer, and educator based in Montreal. Lefebvre's new album, Naufragie, or Castaways, is the follow-up to YUL, his critically acclaimed 2018 quartet recording. Here, Lefebvre presents a new collection of 5 original compositions and 3 covers that reflect his contemporary aesthetic and visceral sound. After many failed attempts at scheduling the recording during the COVID-19 pandemic, the group finally managed to at Montreal's studio Madame Wood on April 5th, 2021. Recorded over the course of 2 spontaneous sets of music, the listener can feel the urgency and sheer joy erupting out of Alex and his bandmates. This is Hommage Jazz à Passepartout by Alex Lefebvre, featuring Eric Hove on alto sax, Nicolas Ferrand on guitar, Alain Bourgeois on drums, and of course, Alex Lefebvre on bass.
Hey, this is bass player Alex Lefebvre from Montreal, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Hey, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and we've come to a very special part of the show, a segment where I get to interview an amazing local Canadian artist. Merging the deep, powerful messages of poetry with adventurous modern jazz, Toronto-based pianist and composer Amanda Tosoff leads a hybrid ensemble with strings and seven rotating vocalists on Earth Voices, the follow-up to her Juno Award-nominated 2016 release, Words. This album features some of Canada's best jazz musicians. We have Kelly Jefferson on soprano sax, Allison Au on soprano sax, we got Alex Goodman on guitar, Amanda Tosoff on piano, John Maharaj on bass, Morgan Childs on drums, and we have incredible singers like Emily Claire Barlow, Lila Bialy, Michelle Willis, Lydia Purcell, Robin Dan, Felicity Williams, and Alex Samaras. This album also features a string section on it with Alan Holmesy on violin, Bette Silver on cello, and Lauren Schauffelet on viola. I love this record, and I know that you're going to love it too. So definitely check out Earth Voices by Amanda Tosoff. And without further ado, here is my interview with Amanda. Firstly, I want to congratulate you, Amanda, on a beautiful album and an incredibly successful release. I know that people from all over the world really love this album, and I do too. So congratulations on all the success you've had so far with the album.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. And I think it's in part due to you and Orange Grove helping me promote it. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's very easy, you know, to promote something that has such depth, but also a lot of, what's the word I'm looking for? Connection, you know, relatability, a lot of relatability. And it's jazz and it's modern and it's artistic, but it's also, it's relatable and it's easy for just like a regular person, you know, to enjoy and connect to.
I love hearing that because, you know, I think that this album in particular really just, it was written without any particular idea of genre, really, even though I'm a jazz pianist, so of course it's going to be jazz influenced, but, and it is at its core, but I just wanted to write something that really just suited the poems that I chose and just came from the heart. And I think that's like so nice to hear that people, anyone could connect with it. That's so awesome.
Well, that goes perfectly with the first question that I want to ask you, because something that I find particularly interesting about this project is the setting of poetry to music. And I know that Earth Voices features works by like Edgar Allan Poe and Walt Whitman and Rumi. And so I was wondering, what does that process look like for you? How do you choose the poetry and how do you compose around it?
Well, I'll start by saying that oftentimes people will ask me, you know, or assume that I'm a poetry buff, and I totally, I'm a newbie in a lot of ways. I mean, I kind of discovered some great Canadian poetry with my last album, kind of accidentally. It was a composition exercise. I just wanted to write a melody to some words, and I just looked up Canadian poetry, and I came across this amazing a short poem by Tim Bowling called Owl Pellet. And I just had so much fun with that. And so that's what sparked the project. And so really I just started going and just searching out poems online by famous poets. And then sometimes just looking at databases of poets I'd never heard and just seeing if anything captured my imagination. So I've come across, you know, famous poems, like you said, Edgar Allan Poe and Walt Whitman. Those are famous names, of course, and just went through their database and chose some poems that had imagery that often had themes of nature and that just made me feel something. So that's where I start, is just finding something, even if it doesn't rhyme, even if it's short, just, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, if I think it's going to set to lyrics, if I feel something in it, I want to write, you know, try writing something. So basically I start by finding the poem and thinking on just brainstorming. I'm very visual, the way that I think, and so just thinking about imagery and the sound of the words and all the things that are in the poem first, and then generating ideas of musical textures or musical sounds. And so, for example, one of the tunes on my album, Feeny, it's a really traditional poem by an 18th century poet, 19th century poet, Marjorie Pickthall, and it's very structured in very traditional. And when I was looking at the poem, I just sort of try to capture the beginning of it, that very first line, like what's the emotion, what's the imagery that's there. And it starts off very, like there's lots of nature imagery and it seems like it's a sunny day. And so, so kind of brainstorming what I'm kind of seeing and then, you know, coming up with some sort of pattern. I happen to have my keyboard on. So, you know, I just like, I'm going to play in a major key. Just this, and I like this sort of pulsating, makes me think of spring, you know. So I've just kind of come up with some sort of idea to capture the beginning of the poem and then just improvise a line. So I like to sing, even though I don't sing, and that's kind of how I start things.
Ooh, we got a little piano playing there. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Cool.
That is such an interesting process. Yeah, and I find it particularly interesting that you say that you see like imagery in order to like marry the poetry and the music together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that for me, for sure, I've always been very visual when I listen to music, colors and just shapes and all that, you know, so I think it really lends itself easy to sort of generate ideas when you're starting with words and at concrete sort of not always concrete, but concrete ideas and images. So it's fun.
That's really cool. And another thing that's, you know, very unique to this project is that you have so many people involved in the project. I think you have 17 guest artists, right? Mm-hmm. Including the strings and horns and vocalists, a lot of vocalists. Mm-hmm. And because I'm a vocalist, I can't help but ask you, I'm so curious to know how you went about choosing which vocalists would go on which track and which poem would go with. And I know there are some that are duets. And how did you make those decisions?
Well, first of all, the tunes on this album I've been playing for years and touring with some wonderful vocalists like Felicity Williams, who was on my first album of poetry, and then also Lydia Prasad, and then I've also been working with Emily Claire Barlow for the last 5 years. So those three voices I'd worked with a lot, and so this repertoire was sort of pretty formed, and I knew that those three I wanted to have them on the album for sure. And knowing where their voices sit, range-wise, just their sound and their rhythmic approach and their dynamic approach, that was definitely a huge factor for, you know, figuring out who was going to sing each of the pieces. So since the repertoire was already done, I just sort of imagined, first of all, I chose a list of all my favorite singers. I shouldn't say all of my favorite. There's so many amazing singers in Canada alone. But just, you know, the people I really, really wanted to get on this project. And then I just imagined their voice singing the songs that I already knew pretty well and had preformed. And yeah, and then just, it was amazing actually I had imagined them and it was like, they were perfect for those songs. It was so much fun to brainstorm and imagine.
I agree. Like, that's why I wanted to ask, because I thought, did you write this music with the people in mind already? Or I'm pretty surprised to hear that you already had the music written and then chose people after, because they really, yeah. Everything is so well suited to the voice and their range and their sound, and yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because I think when I'm writing these songs, I'm writing them for myself. You know, it's just that I want to, you know, hire a professional singer to sing them. And so, you know, I wrote these songs, and then it's just figuring out who's going to really bring that particular song, because it has its own life, its own thing that has to happen in that song, and then figuring out who's really going to bring that out. So yeah, I mean, you have like someone like Emily Claire, who's just so, I love her approach to rhythm. Like in the first track, she just brought out the rhythm of the melody so perfectly. And then Felicity's beautiful crystal-like voice on the string quartet piece. It's like, oh, so perfect.
Well, I saw in your press notes that you are a closeted singer yourself. And so when you say that you wrote them for yourself, like my final question to you is, which song from the album were you singing secretly the most?
Probably Feeny, which is my favorite song on the album. And that's what I was talking about before. I just love the message of the poem. I love the arrangement and the vibe of just how the band plays it. So that's definitely a melody it's very repetitive, which is tricky sometimes when you're trying to create variation, but I just love that. There's a hopefulness, even though the song's sort of sad too. So that's my favorite.
Thank you so much for being here and for doing this interview with me, Amanda. And I think that we should play Feeny then from Earth Voices.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Jenna. I'm Amanda Tosoff, and this is my song Feeny from my album Earth Voices on Orange Grove Radio.
Give me a few more falling, and then no more than the lonely grass and the birds calling. Give me a few more days to keep with a little love and a little sorrow.
Welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you're listening to the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. Next up, we're going to be checking out a track by Andy Ballantyne from his album, Play on Words. For Play on Words, Toronto saxophonist Andy Ballantyne set up a challenge for himself to pay tribute to many of the great jazz saxophonists of the past by inhabiting their musical worlds both as a composer and a performer. The saxophonist's unique musical voice is always in evidence on this collection of original compositions. With the assistance of world-class musicians Rob Pilch, Adrian Ferrugia, Neil Swanson, and Terry Clark, Ballantyne brings his own perspective to a diverse range of styles from the classic age of jazz. This is Ishtarfan for Johnny Hodges by Andy Ballantyne, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Thank you.
Hi, and welcome back to Orange Grove Radio. I'm your host, Jenna Marie. And next up, we're going to be checking out a track by Toronto bassist Dan Fortin. After years spent playing with and writing for bands, Dan Fortin felt like it was time to look at his instrument and writing process from a different angle. While writing The Latest Tech, a collection of 9 mostly through composed solo bass pieces, Fortin found himself picking up ideas from some unexpected sources. These pieces are inspired to various degrees by the work of a number of great artists, including Mungo Thompson, J.S. Bach, Susan Sontag, David Lynch, Jimi Hendrix, and a ton of bass players. Something really cool and unique about this album is that you can actually purchase a 32-page book that goes along with the album. It contains scores for The Latest Tech, and it also features artwork by Yeshim Tosener. It was also printed locally at Color Code Printing in Toronto. I bought the book myself, and I thought it was such a beautiful, personal touch. It's also great if you want to geek out to music and watch Dan play along with the sheet music. Very cool. This is American Desert by Dan Fortin from his album The Latest Tech, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio.
Hi, this is Allison Au, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio on 101.5 The Hawk.
Thank you.
Hi, welcome back to Orange Grove Radio, the show that plays the latest and greatest in Canadian jazz. I'm your host, Jenna Marie, and you were just listening to the track Birdie by the Alison Au Quartet from her album The Sky Was Pale Blue, Then Gray. It featured Alison Au on alto saxophone, Todd Pettney on piano, John Maharaj on bass, and Fabio Regnelli on drums. Well, we've nearly made it to the end of the show, but as always, don't you leave just yet, because we still have one amazing track to play for you. So don't go, because there's one left, and it's really good, so you should stick around. As always, I really want to thank you so much for tuning in. We're so happy to be making this show. I know that I get all mushy and gushy every single episode talking about this, but I'm telling you, it feels really good to play some incredible Canadian jazz for you all, and it makes me so happy to get your messages telling us about how much you love the music that you're listening to on the show. So thank you so much. As always, if you have a request, a question, or even a story to tell, you can tweet us at OG Publicity, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Orange Grove Publicity. Closing the show today is a track from Ernesto Cervini's Tetrahedron. Hailed by the Vancouver Sun as one of Canada's premier drummer-composer bandleaders, Toronto-based Ernesto Cervini has proven restlessly creative at the helm of Ernesto Cervini Quartet, his innovative turbo prop sextet, his co-led trios Me, Myriad 3, and Toontown, and his Radiohead cover project Idiotech, among other efforts. With Tetrahedron, Cervini flips the script once again, undertaking his first project with an electric bassist, the great Rich Brown, a great person to start with, and an electric guitarist, the acclaimed Nir Felder. Together with them and the marvelous Cuban-born Toronto-based alto saxophone Luis Dennis, Cervini reveals still new facets of his musical imagination. Tetrahedron began its existence as a chordless trio with just Cervini, Brown, and Denise, but even from the start, Cervini entertained the idea of augmenting the trio with guitar, and his mind turned to Nir Felder, whose unique jazz language on the Fender Stratocaster seemed like the dream fit. This is The Sneaky Two by Ernesto Cervini's Tetrahedron, featuring Rich Brown on electric bass, Nir Felder on guitar, Luis Dennis on saxophone, and Ernesto Cervini on drums. I'm Jenna Marie, and you're listening to Orange Grove Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time. Bye-bye! Thank you.
The people.